Join thousands that have added greater depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to their audios and videos by using RemasterMedia.com. There are even noise reduction features to take away nasty buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. Before you share your next audio or video, you can visit RemasterMedia.com to make it sound amazing. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, please email pr@wrct.org for more info about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Zombo in Your Brain has no business being on the public airwaves. It's Off the Rails Radio, Fridays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Court's in session. Join your rockin' attorney Eric Jackson Lurie for a couple of hours of rock and roll, country, and soul with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists. Thursdays at 8 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right, they can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed.
Take three. It's entirely different. It's entirely different. But everybody, now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Let me get that scratched off of there and quit looking at it.
Quiet, please!
That real crusty, real what kind of damn crispy crust?
WRCT Pittsburgh. WRCT Pittsburgh. WRCT Pittsburgh. WRCT Pittsburgh. WRCT Pittsburgh. WRCT Pittsburgh.
WRCT. Well, sir, that boy, he stopped up at the station. He must be on a mission of passion. Couldn't make out whether he was from Salford or Manchester. I am this London visitor, had this to say.
έχω πρέσβα και γουφά. Και πολύ σημάδι όταν θα με πω με λανία μολάω. Θα μας που ρωτείς γίνεσαι βασιλιάς δικτάτορας, νέος και κοσμοκράτορας. Πρέσβα όταν πεις ρε θα εκραθείς. Κι όλα πια στον κόσμο ρωτή να να τα δεις.
Πρέζα αδελφέ μου μέχρι ανάσταση.
Check out my show, Dr. Anomia Jr. on WRCT. Wound Licker, if you want to take your medical knowledge and beliefs back to the past, make America sick again.
Hi, it's Dr. Nomia, and I just want to say,
hi, Jagoffs.
Yeah, it's Wound Licker, and today we're going to be dealing with a provincial term, Jagoff. And if you are from Pittsburgh and you've been here for a while, chances are you've heard the term. And, well, I have to say that actually it's not just in Pittsburgh that people use Jagoff. It's also in Chi-Town in Chicago, yeah. Strange as that may seem, I don't know why, and no one really seems to know. Etymologically speaking, it seems to have come from the British Isles, Northern British Isles. And it indicates just very, very much that jag as poking, as jagging. And you know, when my young and impressionable wife had first heard the term, she raised her eyebrows in disbelief because she thought it was referring to something obscene, but it's not. It's frequently used around here, and I don't know. I think that in terms of my understanding, and I'm a native-born Pittsburgher, it is just one level, and don't quote me on this, but, you know, my particular experiential subjective experience of this is that it's one level beneath calling somebody an a-hole. Although it can be synonymous, okay? And there's a whole behavioral intonation, facial body language thing that goes with it when it's said. Excuse me. So, you know, if it's spat out, chances are it is just... It's escalating into an area of invective, of something that would be one of the words we can't use on the radio. However, in other instances and other usages of jagoff, it's sort of like a it can be whimsical. It can be perturbed, mildly to moderately perturbed, expressive, invective. Again, no harm done, because I want you to know this too. And if you don't, then, you know, you've got some thinking to do. And that is, we are all jagoffs. We are. We are all jagoffs. I want you to think about that really hard, and maybe it'll help if you really have an honest look at the dumb, stupid things you've done in your life. Not terrible in the sense that you could get adjudicated and convicted of a felony or a misdemeanor even, but stuff that is basically rude. And I mean, you don't necessarily have to have a whole character trait that constellates about being a rude person. There certainly are people like that all over, not just in Pittsburgh. But, you know, I mean, we all do dumb things, and we all deserve to be called on it and not so damn defensive. Anyway, I digress. So, I mean, instances of this, like, say, for example, somebody runs a stoplight. Okay, or a stop sign, or somebody is creeping up on your backside in the lane, you know, because you're not going fast enough, all right? One thing it's, you know, gets on my nerves especially is people who just are slobs and don't pick up after themselves in public places. I mean, you know, it's not that, you know, there's not a trash can nearby. They're just too damn privileged and lazy to do it, you know? Have somebody else do it. Have the woefully underpaid minimum wage person do it. I mean, that's their posture, their wonderful attitude on their fellow human being. Or, you know, your garden variety yinzer drunk, okay? Now, that's a jag-off, too, you know? Loud, obnoxious, no respect of, you know, boundaries, breathing, toxic, cheap alcohol, you know, beer swill in your face, getting belligerent, you know, another jag-off. So, you know, here are just some sly or I should say nuanced examples further. And that is, you know, when I was in college, there was actually she was a friend of mine, but, you know, we spent time together. And, you know, another friend of hers, a new friend of hers, a guy tagged along. And he apparently had an interest in her. And since we were relatively tight, myself and this co-ed, you know, he got jealous. But it was like so stupid, you know, and so childish, I mean, so infantile. So what he would do when we were all walking together, and this was, you know, I was just, you know, just made his acquaintance, is he would try to trip me. Like, he would put his leg out in front so that I'd fall flat on my face. And it took me a little while to realize what he was doing. I thought just, you know, that he had ataxia of gait. You know, he couldn't keep walking a straight line, had a balance issue. But no, he was just a scoundrel, you know, and just the most childish one. So, yeah, I would say that was a jag-off. And then when I was dating my lovely wife, there was another suitor who was interested in her. He didn't do anything nasty to me, but he, with his body language, you know, he would just kind of push his way in front of me when I was, you know, sort of like loosely together with her. So, yeah, jag-offs abound. Anyway, think about your own jag-hood, Wood. All right? All right, we continue.
When you lie, when you lie, have me when you lie, go too high.
You're the hero, so many times you've loved and didn't linger. Now my finger points at you, another loser. You on your own, complete in every detail. Monumental, a precious jewel, just a fool.
We'll be right back. Yes, it's Jazz Corner, one-to-one with Kevin Amos. Join Kevin Amos from 6 a.m. to noon each Sunday for jazz, blues, R&B, funk, soul, reggae, and more.
Zumbling the brain. It's a Pittsburgh institution that should be locked away in a Pittsburgh institution every Friday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
I would have to go. I can't be good no more. Once like I did before. I can't be good, baby, honey, because the world's gone wrong. Feel bad this morning. Ain't got no home. No use of worrying, cause the world's gone wrong. I can't be good no more, once like I did before. I can't be good, baby, only because the world's gone wrong. I told you, baby, right to your head, if I didn't leave you, I would have to kill you dead. I can't be good no more. Once like I did before. I can't be good, baby, honey, because the world's gone wrong. I tried to be loving and treat you kind, but it seemed that now I got no love in mind. I can't be good no more. Once like I did before. I can't be good, baby, honey, because the world's gone wrong. If you have a woman and she don't be kind, pray to the good Lord, get her off your mind. I can't be good no more, once like I did before. I can't be good, baby. Honey, because the world's gone wrong. Then when you've been good now, can't do no more. Just tell her kindly, there is a front door. I can't be good no more, once like I did before. I can't be good, baby, honey, because the world's gone wrong. Pack up my suitcase, give me my hand. No use to ask me, baby, because I'll never be back. I can't be good no more, once like I did before. I can't be good, baby, honey, because the world's gone wrong.
This is Donald Jessica Trump, and I'm not wearing any pants. Also, you're listening to Springtime for Elon by Phineas Narcos, The Hope Club, or THC, released in the springtime of 2025 on the National Cynical Network, or NCN. Actually, I guess I'm AI, so what can I tell you? Everything is computer.
Donald Trump was out of money, what a sad, sad tale. Needed to win re-election to stay out of jail. What was he to do as his debts accrued? He looked around and then he found this oligarchic dude. And the GOP. Now we're all happy but not gay. Trump gobbles up all those bribe bucks. He'll blow up the country like some Cybertrucks. Springtime for Elon and the GOP. Winter for libs and Democrats. Springtime for Elon and the GOP. And we'll throw in a few technocrats. Springtime for Elon and the GOP. Fascists begin to advance. Springtime for Elon and the GOP.
Springtime, 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 springtime.
Come on, Elon, go into your dance.
Don't be a child, be an adult. Come and join the MAGA cult. Help us stop all these pretenders. Pass a law for just two genders.
Thank you. Is making a strange noise. No matter what it is, you can't just pretend it's not happening.
That's an interesting sound.
It's like your mental health. If you're struggling and feeling overwhelmed, it's important to do something about it. It can be as simple as talking to someone in your community or just taking a deep, calming breath when you need it. Nice. For mental health resources, check out loveyourmindtoday.org. At loveyourmindtoday.org, you'll find information that may help you get through a tough time. Things like tips for dealing with stress, how to navigate difficulties like financial worries, anger, substance use, and more. You can also find real stories of how people navigated their own mental health challenges. Because once you start to address the problem, you can go so much further. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
WRCT is supported by Rita's Italian Ice.
Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including their Italian ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 95 flavors. Rita has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at ritasice.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org. For more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
fight the din. Cut the roots. Cut the roots. Spite. Despite the din.
WRCT.
Everywhere.
Pittsburgh.